This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia's seniors are staying home more than ever due to COVID-19. You may not be able to move about as much, but keeping active is essential to maintaining your immunity and finding a sense of calm amid uncertainty. Queensland-based May Ha Rundle loved attending her weekly choir sessions with fellow singers of the Mixed Beans Multicultural Choir, the majority of whom are baby boomers. However, social restrictions brought about by COVID-19 forced the choir to stop its weekly meetings when seniors around the country were asked to stay at home.
It would be terrible because when I first joined Mixed Beans, that was nearly 10 years ago, it was like a lifeline. It really gives me sanity and joy.
Catherine Mundy, a well-known Logan musician and conductor of the Mixed Beans Choir, says in this time of limited social movement, it's especially important to keep the choir running, even if it means singing online.
The choir, usually in their week, is a time when they can look forward to connection with other people and experiencing all the many benefits, both mental and physical, of singing together. If they're not getting that during this time when we actually need it the most, we were just thinking, how can we deliver this program so that people can still be safe in self-isolation or quarantine, but they can still get at least some of the benefits of the choir program and feel connected and keep their routine going.
Mundy now broadcasts her choir sessions on Facebook Tuesday afternoons from her own home, around the same time when the choir used to physically meet at Beenleigh Library. Rundle says she and her 13-month-old baby granddaughter are finding tremendous joy out of this new online experience.
We jump around, do our exercise, and we're happy, we laugh, we clap. But mentally, it does make us feel happier, and it does help me to deal with anxiety. And more so now that, you know, we are quarantined away in lockdown kind of thing, to me, it's really a help. For the 45 minutes to an hour where we are singing, we do a bit of stretching and things. You feel much, much better after that singing time.
Mundy admits there have been a few glitches and bumps along the way for some elderly members who needed help to interact differently in the digital world.
It's not the same as being together in the same room, but in a way we're sort of connecting with a wider, more global audience. We've got people watching and listening and singing along from far away as Holland and the UK. So in a way we can become a bigger community.
Mundy says the feedback she's received shows that her choir members need to sing more than ever during social isolation to reduce stress. In fact, researchers from the Tonovus Cancer Care and the Royal College of Music have found cancer patients who participated in choir rehearsals for just an hour a week lowered their stress hormones and increased proteins in their immune system.
It's so good for your nervous system, and it's good for your immune system because in the reducing stress, it helps to boost the immune system. So if we want to stay healthy and happy, we actually need to do things like singing, like dancing, moving our bodies.
A recent article by leading physiologists of Bath University in the UK highlights that staying active and healthy during social isolation may improve your immune system. The goal is to achieve 150 minutes of regular, moderate intensity aerobic exercise per week, doing activities like walking and cycling. And keeping up with regular daily exercises can help manage chronic illnesses such as heart disease and diabetes, according to Melbourne exercise physiologist Mohammed Saad.
These conditions, if not being monitored on a regular basis, can progress. And if we're inactive, the research has shown that there can be a decrease in your immune function and your susceptibility to attracting viruses can actually increase.
Saad encourages a different mindset in keeping active, which doesn't need to involve traditional exercise regimes. The key, he says, is to minimise prolonged sedentary behaviour.
Remain active where possible. Attending to your garden, standing up to take the rubbish out, doing the laundry, for example. Things that are engaging your muscles and are keeping you standing up and moving around. Specifically, if you would like to engage in some form of strength training or basic exercises at home, there are a range of resources now online. Some simple ones are sitting and standing from a chair, or you can be creative. If you have grocery bags lying around the house, you can fill them up with items and do a range of activities with them as well.
Many Muslims are currently fasting after dawn and before sunset during the holy month of Ramadan. Saad says exercise during fasting needs to be approached holistically.
Taking in factors such as, are you getting enough sleep? What are the types of food that you're eating? Are you drinking enough water? Because these are all going to have an impact on your ability to remain active during this month.
Saad advises against high-intensity workouts if you're fasting, as stronger physical activities consume more energy and could have negative effects from reduced refuel of energy during the day.
I'd encourage light to moderate walking or some basic strength exercises that are manageable. Going for a walk outside to get some fresh air, involving the kids in the household if you do have children or those living with you to do activities with you together. A lot of people do engage in reading the Quran, which primarily involves sitting down a lot of the time. So try and break up those long periods of sitting with periods of activity. You can do some light stretches in between, so have some frequent bouts of activity.
Queensland's Bodhichan Meditation Centre is run by Hui Chuan Shifu, who also teaches the moving meditation of Tai Chi. He says gentle exercises such as Qigong and Tai Chi are especially suitable for older people unable to engage in high-intensity exercises.
It's a soft and gentle exercise, but also it can develop the inner energy. And that inner energy can help the blood circulation. It is also a synchronized exercise too. So that can help elder people to remain the balance much better.
Hui Chuan Shifu says what's even better is to keep the mind healthy by practicing mindfulness in everyday life. This view is supported by a study from Harvard University and Justice Liebig University, which indicated that mindfulness meditation may reduce blood pressure and boosts one's immune system.
If you do breathing meditation, which means you pay attention to your breath, you have understanding. Breath is so important, so vital to our daily life. Because of the breath, we are alive. Breath is so natural. You don't have to control it. So you have that understanding and you realize, wow, the breath is so consistent. Day by day, moment by moment.
He says mindfulness relaxes our alert and attentive beta brainwaves, often responsible for our stress and anxiety. By developing a curiosity to the breath, you are able to find inner peace.
The people who do meditation, that is how they shift the beta brainwave to the alpha brainwave. Then the alpha brainwave can release all the endorphins. That kind of physical chemistry can help the body to release all the goodies to nourish and to helping our immune system and the self-healing systems to boosting our immune system.
And you don't need to sit still to practice mindfulness.
At home, you can do walking meditation. You just try to walk slow, step by step, and you pay attention to your step walking down on the floor. At that moment, you have mindfulness. So mindfulness is quite easy to achieve moment by moment if you pay attention. That is what we call mindfulness. So most of the time, we get lost into our thoughts of being distracted. Then the mindfulness is not right there.
While some seniors may be feeling anxious and lonely from social isolation, Hui Chuan Shifu's retired students have found otherwise.
They are quite okay with this situation. Some of them even mention it can be a meditation retreat for them because when everything gets to normal, they have to work, they don't have time to do the meditation retreat. These things happen and they take this opportunity and to do more meditation at home. So for them, it's a great opportunity.
For 24/7 free over-the-phone emotional support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. If you need interpretation, call the National Translating and Interpreting Service on 131 450 and ask to connect to your preferred service.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.